Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Vicki Sherman with the FAA Production Studios here at the National Resource Center up here at Lake Beautiful Linder Regional Lakeland Airport. And I have Susan Larson here with me. She is the international president of the 99's. And welcome, Susan.
Oh, Vicki Lynn, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. This is my very first visit to Sun and Fun, to Lakeland. I'm not a regular visitor to Florida, but I love that welcoming ceremony you had at noon on Thursday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess the weather here is fine for you. Have you enjoyed the weather and everything?
My skin loves it. I am from about, 5 to 10 degree percent humidity, so I think this is just great.
That's wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about the 99's.
Well, I'm not sure how much you know, Vicki Lynn, but the organization was begun over 80 years ago by Amelia Earhart and 98 of her best buddies, thus the name 99's. And the organization has been growing to the point now that we have a headquarters building in Oklahoma City, and attached to that is our Museum of Women Pilots. And we also own and operate a museum in Atchison. It is the home, the birthplace and home of Amelia Earhart.
Wow.
And it's taken back to the era in which she had lived there, or what it would look like. And it is a fascinating place, and it's a beautiful location right on the banks of the Missouri River.
Well, I'll tell you, backing up a little bit about the 99 headquarters, if one flew into Oklahoma City, you're right there almost, right at the Will Rogers Airport. Is that correct?
It's Legrith. That's absolutely right. The best part about that, whether you're flying in on your own aircraft or coming in commercial, we're right there on the airport. And if you come into AAR, they will actually just take you right over, no charge, and we'll give you a tour.
That
love to
wonderful.
Have anyone come to our headquarters in Oklahoma City. Appreciate a phone call ahead, but just come on out. We're there during normal business hours, Monday through Friday.
If I recall, too, when you come from the Will Rogers Airport, you can see not only the 99 headquarters, but you can also see the museum signs in big
absolutely.
Letters.
Absolutely. It's fact, we're on Amelia Earhart Road, which crosses Airport Road on the access right into the airport.
Well, how many, what do you have to do to become a 99?
Only two things you need to do. One, you do have to be female. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay.
Then the second one is you need to at least be a student pilot. And all that really requires now is to go in and fill out the student pilot application form. You can join as an associate member. And when you actually get your private pilot, you become a full active member of the 99's.
Well, that's pretty simple.
I think so.
We are not just located here in the United States. I believe we have sections all over the world.
The organization has members in 35 countries right now. We have actually organized groups in about 20 countries. We're heavy to the United States and Canada, where we have 165 chapters just in those two countries alone. We also have member chapters or sections in places like New Zealand,
wow.
Finland, Great Britain, France, Germany. We also have members in, we have a Brazil group. I mean, we're just spread
Norway.
Around the world.
Yep, what makes the 99 so unique, Susan?
It's that networking connection. It's the people.
It's the people.
It's all about the people, and the interaction, I think, is the real bottom line. And we're really in the line of finding a way to give back to aviation. That is our real bottom line connection. We also have some amazing programs for people who want to set up careers in aviation. We began back in over 50 years ago, what's now called the Amelia Earhart Memorial Scholarship Fund. The first year it was able to fund one individual.
Wow.
I believe it was for her flight instructor certificate. Since that, then, this year, for example, 33 women received between them $180,000.
Wow.
And essentially it's for 100%, or it's full ride for their next leg in their career. So anyone who is a member for at least 1 year can apply for these scholarships.
So you girls out there and ladies, there's no age limit. I mean, as far as we have to have a student pilot certificate, but I mean, if you're out there and you want to learn how to fly, get started, there's no reason, and there are some scholarships available. And what better than to join the 99s and be part of it?
I had a chance today for the first time to meet a young lady who came to our 99s building over here at Lakeland, and she was telling me about all the support she got from the local chapter right here, Florida Suncoast chapter, and she had mentors there, and they got her through, and she just got her private in February, and she is so excited.
Well, you know, that is a great accomplishment, and I know a lot of the, there's a lot of guys out there that don't realize that women make better pilots. I mean, let's face it, Susan, we just have that little knack how to land that airplane, that little touch, and some of the guys just don't get it, and they're trying to sometimes teach some of us girls how to fly, and what better not but to have women pilots mentoring other women pilots.
And I think if you can get a female instructor as a woman, it's great. Both of my primary instructors were women.
And probably 99s.
One was a WASP.
Wow.
The other was a 99.
Wow.
I think actually both were 99s. So, and it just, you know, they have just so shaped my entire aviation life to this day. And I started flying in 1978.
That's amazing.
When I was just, you know, a baby that tall on my grandpa's knee.
And your grandpa's, you know, I've also am a member of the 99s, but I've also had the opportunity of meeting some of these WAFs and some of the real charter members of the organization.
Sadly, we've lost them all.
Yeah.
However, did you have a chance at all to talk to any of the WASP who went through the tornado here on Thursday with us in that alleged collapsed building?
I did not, but I've heard some real good stories about that.
They were just cute as could be. Those ladies had no desire to get underneath a table.
This is
exciting. Bring it on, was the attitude.
I heard one of them comment, says, I need to peek out. I want to look. So, and they couldn't, some of the 99s had to get on top of them to make sure that nothing would happen to them.
There were people that were gently either lifting the table and kind of pushing them down just a little bit to help because they were not eager, but they were just delightful as could be. There was no fear. I mean, that was noticeable in that room. We just got under those tables, and you got to remember, I've never experienced, even seen a tornado in my life, much less been in a tornado.
Well, you know, some of the WAFs, you know, that are still with us, thank goodness, have really been a real sort of a backbone too for the 99s. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of those women sort of paved the road for some of us today where we're at in our flying careers.
They did. I mean, look at my flight instructor, but go back and what happened essentially is they stepped in when they were needed during a war. They did everything they could, and when the men came back from the war, they were just put on the back shelves, go back to your life, go back to your housekeeping, go back to your teaching, whatever it was, and it's nothing to do with aviation. And it wasn't until just recently they've started to get some, you know, their due, and they're just having so cute.
So, okay. Well, Susan, before I let you go, and it's been wonderful here, could you, do you have any email addresses or telephone numbers you would like to say to the folks out there?
I thought you'd never ask. Yes, absolutely. You can reach the 99s on the website, and you spell it out, 90-9s.org. You can reach me, president, at 90-9s.org, and we will definitely love to respond, and we'll connect you with a group local if you wish to join, and our headquarters are in Oklahoma City, and you're going to love this phone number, 800-949-1929.
And that is just the date that we were founded.
Yep. 994-1929.
Susan, it's been really wonderful having you here today, and I hope you'll come back to see us again. And thank you for attending Sun and Fun with us.
It's a pleasure being here, and I hope you'll have me back.
I will. We definitely will.
Thank you, Vicki.
This is Vicki at the top of the roof here at Sun and Fun at the National Resource Center. Thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.